the fire on Shabbos. In other words, most of the malachas on Shabbos, it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah you can't do, but lighting a fire, lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvosechem b'yom haShabbos, you can't light a fire on Shabbos. So, obviously, when a woman lights the Shabbos candles, she makes sure she lights it earlier. Lights it 18 minutes or so before Shkia, so there shouldn't be any problem of Chil Shabbos. It's interesting that in the old days in Europe, there was a custom that we don't have so much today, but the custom was that people used to get married on Friday. They had the chuppah on Friday, and they'd have the meal Friday night. This way they would save money, because this way the wedding meal and the Shabbos meal would be the same meal. You didn't have to have two separate meals, so they would save money. So that was the practice that they had in Europe, that people would get married on Friday. So a lot of times what happened would be that the women would go to the chuppah before they lit candles, and then they would come home, and then it's too late to light the candles, because it's after sunset. So it would be a big problem. So what they would do was they would get, as Magen Avraham quotes, they would get a non-Jew to light the Shabbos candles. And even though you're not supposed to have a non-Jew do a melacha for you on Shabbos, but since it's the Bein HaShemesh, it's in the first half hour of the beginning of Shabbos, so then you can get a goy to do it. So that's what they would used to do. They would get the non-Jew to light the Shabbos candles, because once it's Shkia, once it's sunset, then you can't light the candles. But if it's past that, then you just will have to miss the candles. And then there's a halacha brought down that if a person missed to light Shabbos candles, he has to add a candle. He gets fined, a knas, that he didn't do it. Rav Yitzchak Abadi and Chacham Ben Tzvi and Abba Shaul both say that maybe Bizman Hazeh, that since we have electric lights, that that we're not sitting in the dark, so even if you didn't light the candle, you wouldn't be fined to have to light the extra candle. Some have the practice that they light a candle for every child in the house. And some say the reason they do that is because when they were pregnant, they were in the hospital, they didn't light the candle for that Shabbos. So therefore, that's why they're lighting for the child, because they didn't light for the Shabbos that the child was brought. But some have the minhag, only two candles for Shabbos, Zohar v'Shomer. That's our minhag. I told my wife, we're only going to light two candles, because my general rule is, the less fire, the better. You have to be safe, very important, that the Chas v'Shalom, there shouldn't be any tragedies coming from the Erev Shabbos, and you also have to make sure that you light the Shabbos candles on time, so you shouldn't have any shailas of Chil Shabbos.